What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Just Effort podcast. I'm here today with Angelo because we are going to dive deep. We're talking about what it's really like to be an entrepreneur, and we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty, the behind the scenes, to tell you all the things about what it's really like to start your own business, some of the ups, some of the downs, the challenges, and the triumphs. We are going to tell you everything today. Angelo, how is it going?
Oh man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. That was a great intro. And I'm really excited to talk about this topic because there's so many people that have like this highlight reel of entrepreneurship, especially with social media, and maybe some people that follow us on Instagram and kind of see, oh, they get to do all these cool things, but they see this little bit of like that 17 to 14 seconds of what you see on Instagram, but you don't see the rest of it. And that's something that's not talked about a lot. A lot of people want to get into the journey, but they don't understand that there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes.
Yes, definitely. So this is why I'm so excited to talk about our own individual journeys today, some of the things that we had to overcome in order to get where we are today. And I mean, I think for a lot of people just starting out with their journeys, it can often be a really lonely road. So I'm excited to kind of share these things that we went through that I think are really universal, so that you know that you're not by yourself in this particular journey, and that there are resources and people out there to help you. So first and foremost, Angela, when you were starting your business, what would you say was one of the things that you really felt challenged by?
Ooh, that's a good one. For me, it was the, can I do this? I think that like, when you asked that question, I was like, yeah, that was the first thing that popped into my head. I was like, can I do this? Like, I don't know. I don't have a college degree. What experience can I really bring to the table to say that, yeah, I'm going to start a business and you guys should follow me and buy from me and listen to me. And it was that limiting self-belief of, am I worth it? Can I do it? And that early on in my career was part of the reason why the journey was such a drudge. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like a, I believe I can, but oh, can I really? And then, oh my gosh, I'm getting these wins and successes. And then I'm like, oh, how long can this last? Maybe I just got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's where it was like this ebb and flow of really great opportunities. And, you know, when I look back in a quick glimpse of it all, a lot of wins, but also I could see how I hindered a lot of my growth because of what was in here. So it was definitely, for me, it was the limiting belief of, I wasn't worth it. I have no business being in business.
Ooh, dang.
I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll cut that part out.
Take two.
But then what did you do about it? Because I feel like it's a very similar situation with me. There are periods where I have that imposter syndrome creep in, where I have that doubt and that worry about whether or not I'm capable and worthy of being able to do the thing that I love to do, which is help other people with nutrition, help other people with their mindset. How did you overcome that? Or, you know, another way to put it is there a routine or something that you do frequently to help you continue to build that belief in yourself?
You know, a few things come to mind, and one that I think a lot of people don't understand is getting around the right people. Because when you have this thought and you have this idea and you have this passion inside of you, even if you're not in that industry, or that's, you know, you may be working 9 to 5, but you know, deep inside you want to be like a consultant and you want to be an artist, right? Even if you're working in that 9 to 5, you're constantly going to be thinking about that artistry work, that deeper passion. Like, you may be like doing this, but like your mind is like all the way like, oh, I wish I could do that. So for me, it was just, and when I would do that, I would feel wrong. I would feel like, why aren't I satisfied with what I have? I should be satisfied, right? I got a, you know, before I got injured, right, I had a good paying job, I, you know, benefits, all these things, but that's risk. You know, that's risky. That's not for sure. And I felt alone. I felt that like there's something wrong with me. Like, why am I trying to dream so big and everyone else is kind of happy this way? Like, why? And it's like, I just felt alone until I started getting around the right people who actually believed in me before I even believed in myself, you know, and I believe that started with my parents, you know, my mom. You know how it is, typical Asian families, they want you to be like the doctor, lawyer, you know what I mean? And my mom and my dad were both just very like, hey, you can be anything you want to. But I didn't really start owning up to that until I got around other people who were dreamers, other people who believe that life could actually be better, that we don't have to settle for what the world and what other people tell us, that we can actually like level up and have more. And when I started getting around these people, I started like feeling less on my own little lonely island. And I started feeling like, wow, like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe. Yeah. And, you know, and these men and women and who have become my close friends and even a few mentors now continue to just pour that belief. Like, even, and that's why I say it's so important to be, to surround yourself with the right people. And they don't always have to think the same as you, right? There's a beauty in having different contrasting beliefs as well to challenge your core beliefs. But the power of having people believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself, having a group of people that are going in a direction that's bigger than you, bigger than me, that bigger than that, you know what I mean? Something bigger. And when I got around those people, it just started changing my mindset, like rewiring my brain to what was really possible.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly why up-leveling the people around you, and I mean that in the best way, can be so beneficial and powerful. And I'm sure everyone's heard the saying, like, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time around. And that's exactly what you're referring to here. When you either have that self-doubt or you're worried about if you're able to do this thing that you want to do, if you put the right people around you, that's when you start to see the possibility, just like you mentioned. That's when life opens up and you're like, okay, well, if they're able to do this, especially if they're other entrepreneurs, if they're able to be successful, then why can't I? It just shows you that there's more to it. There's more possibility than you've ever imagined.
Yeah. And I love that you touch on that, right? Because that's such a big thing, especially in the personal development space, where you are the sum of the five people that you know, you're the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. And people are like, yeah, I've heard it multiple times. Yeah, you heard it, but have you actually applied it? Have you actually thought about it and like thought about the five people around you and not just like their names and maybe what they're doing, but look at the quality of their life, right? This is not to, you know, downplay anyone's situation or, you know, talk down to anyone, but just look at it, right? In general, generally speaking, the five people you spend the most time with, and if you average them out, that's where you're going to be. And at the end, you ask yourself, do I want that or not? And it's so easy to overcomplicate these thoughts and be like, well, this, that, or that's that. And, you know, and it's just, do you want it or not? Yes or no? Now, I'm kind of curious about, you know, for you, I want to hear a little bit more about your journey. What were some of the things that you battled with, and how did you go from working in corporate to now running multiple businesses and brands?
Yeah, well, this is something that I think is really interesting for us to talk about today. So there's a few things that I really felt challenged by, and right off the bat, the first one was being a people pleaser and worrying about what other people would think. So this is a huge one, I think, especially for women, because we're so often trying to, you know, make sure we're very likable or make sure everyone else's needs are taken care of, which is great. Like, that's a wonderful thing to do. But sometimes it goes to the extent where we forget to do the things that we want to do or look after ourselves. And I definitely felt like I held myself back from starting my business because I was so worried about what other people would think of it. Like I would imagine people saying, well, who does she think she is to have like a website or to like be putting her face on Instagram and like talking about things? Like, who is she to do that? You know? Mm-hmm. And I really had to come to the place where I finally was like, if I don't do this for me, I will forever live in regret. I will forever think to myself, I could have done that. There is so much regret within me if I were to go through my entire life and to never have tried.
Wow.
So I wanted to go all in. And, you know, obviously I continued to work corporate while I got my blog started and all that good stuff. I learned a lot of things along the way, but mostly it was around putting myself first, like putting me as a priority. And part of that is doing the things that I really love to do, doing the things that I feel really called to do. Because what I honestly believe is if you have this calling on your heart, it wouldn't be there if it didn't matter. So it's so important for me, like especially for other female entrepreneurs out there that feel like they're holding themselves back because they don't want to be judged. Guess what? You're going to be judged whether you do it or whether you don't do it. So you might as well do what you want to do because it's going to help you to feel so fulfilled. And that is a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's so good. Let me ask you, what was that time period of you kind of like realizing you had a dream and then you actually taking action? Like how long did you kind of battle that back and forth? Do I follow my dream? Do I continue working corporately? How long was that time frame?
I think from the inception of the idea to start my healthy food blog until I actually began it was probably like 6 months or more.
Wow.
And then I did that. So I had my blog all the way through till like a couple of years ago when I was laid off. And that's when I went more into my business. But yeah, so it was sitting there for a long time. Like I wrestled with the idea for a long time, unbeknownst to lots and lots of people. And that's why I'm also a big advocate. Like if you have a particular goal, tell people about it. I think that when you tell people like, you know, I would really love to do this, it allows people to get into the mind space of wanting to help you, as opposed to thinking that, you know, when you kind of like publish your blog or you go out and you do something and then you're worried about what people will think, why not flip the script and ask for their support right off of the bat? That way they're invested just as long, you know, just as you are invested in beginning this particular business or entrepreneurship project.
And so then, you know, you had this idea, you had this passion, kind of letting it marinate in the background. A few things change in life that force you to kind of go all in on it, which is great. But after that, did the negativity start or stop? Did the self-doubt like automatically go away because you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing it now? Or how'd that look like?
No. So it definitely didn't go away. I think that what I'm beginning to understand about the whole journey of entrepreneurship is there are, you know, there's this amazing graphic that is like what everyone thinks success is. And you start off at this low point on the graph and then it just like spikes up, like immediately everyone is successful and it's amazing. But really what the real journey when it comes to entrepreneurship is like this really squiggly line that goes all over, it goes up and down and backwards and forwards. And then finally it gets to, you know, the whatever success means for you.
Right.
And I honestly believe that because I do think that the belief in yourself ebbs and flows, just like you mentioned. There are going to be amazing days where you're like, I am doing this. I'm killing it. I'm doing so well. Amazing. And then there are other days where you're like, oh my gosh, like I don't even know where to start. Like I'm really worried about everything. I'm stressed out. All the things are happening in a negative way that makes you have that disbelief. And what I'm slowly understanding is that we actually need those low times. We actually need those low times to appreciate the highs in life. We actually need those low times because what I'm understanding now is that is an indication that you're about to level up in a big way. So you're going to go through these periods where you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do anything. I'm not worthy. I'm not capable. Like I have all this self-doubt. But just around the corner, if you keep being consistent, if you keep trying every single day, you're going to realize that something amazing is around the corner, like a huge opportunity or a huge income stream, or, you know, someone's going to shout you out on social media and you'll get a whole big influx of customers. Something is going to happen right around the corner. And it's just about being consistent and showing up for yourself and for your customers every day.
And to piggyback off of exactly what you're saying, which always just great, great content and value, you got to be doing it long enough. I think a lot of people, you know, the whole overnight success, right? Like, I forgot who said it, but they're like, it took me 20 years or 25 years to become an overnight success. And for many people, especially with social media, yeah, we're like, I guess, connected more, but at the same time, we're also like the most disconnected we've ever felt from people, especially with, you know, all this stuff that's going on with the election and COVID and all these things. Like, and what people see on social media is not a direct reflection of what actual life looks like. Because you get to see, even if they have a bunch of stories for the day, right? On Instagram, they have a bunch of stories put together. That's maybe like 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of 24 hours. And so you don't see everything else. But what we like to focus on is, oh my gosh, this person's got this. This person's got that. This person's successful. This person... And it's like, man, you don't realize that you think they're just getting big now, but really they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
For years. People, you know, I always like to use the example of The Rock, right? He's this huge, big, mega star dude that, you know, people want to be like him. You know, he's gotten all these accolades and awards. And people just, there's some people that didn't know him prior to all this or know of him. So whenever I meet someone and they're like, he was a wrestler? He was, you know what I mean? Like, they've never seen those. They've kind of maybe heard he went into like wrestling or something, but they don't know like way back, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? And it's like, and it's a journey. It's a process. He didn't just get to where he is today. He's had to go through all these little things. And if you follow his story, if you know anything about his story, he's trying to go into the NFL. He gets cut from his, you know, or not cut, but he gets replaced on his college team, tried to play football in Canada, doesn't work out. And I mean, he's got a crazy, amazing story, but that's all part of how he got to where he is today. And most people will only see that tip of the iceberg, but they don't see the rest that's really going on underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I love it.
So what would be, and this is such a great topic, like there's all these like ideas kind of going through my head and memories that I'm thinking about it. What would be your number one tip to the person listening or watching to this video, listening to the audio or watching the YouTube video? What would be your tip to that person who's on edge? Kind of, maybe I should go all in on my hopes and dreams and goals. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
That's a really good question. If I had that one tip for someone who's thinking about starting their entrepreneurial journey, I would 100% say to surround yourself with the people that are going to help you to get there. That was something that was super pivotal in my starting my journey as a business owner. I joined a mastermind where other entrepreneurs were getting their businesses off the ground. And that was super helpful for me because we're kind of at, like, we could talk about it. We could talk about what we're currently struggling with. Other people had solutions, you know, things that we can work on to really get, you know, my business up off the ground. And it was incredibly helpful. I don't think I would have ever been able to do it without those people around me. So I absolutely think you got to surround yourself with the people that will help you to get to where you want to go, whether it be a mastermind, whether it be, you know, a group in like a physical group that you go to every week and you guys have accountability calls, whether it be a virtual group where you, you know, hop on a Zoom call and you chat about what your current challenges are and the wins as well, like celebrating wins is so important, or whether it be, you know, getting a mentor, a business mentor that can really steer you, give you all of the experience that they've gone through and boil it down to things that are actionable so you can really take that massive action so that your dream becomes a reality.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. One thing that you said that just resonated with me is taking action. You know, there's actionable steps. I think that's what separates the people who just keep dreaming and the people that actually take risk and live life at a different level is the actions they take, right? Everyone questions themselves. No matter where you are in life, you may be in the beginning, you may be in the middle, or you may already be at the top, whatever that looks like for you, of your life or entrepreneurial journey. Everyone has doubts in these different levels. They may not be the same exact ones, but at the core, they're very similar. So there's always going to be doubts. And the people that make it to the top are the ones that had that just took action and that belief in themselves that I can do this. We didn't always think we would get to where we are today. I mean, quite honestly, I thought plenty of times I have no idea how I got here. You know what I mean? But to kind of sum it all up, it was just me showing up every day. Me not thinking about tomorrow, next month, next week, next year. Me thinking about today. How can I show up today and what can I do to make the most of today's opportunity? Okay. Thank you. And this is why Renata and I and the rest of our Modern Fitness team decided to give back in the best way we know how. And that's why we're putting together this entrepreneurship boot camp. And before you start going, oh my God, here we go. I'm going to log off. No, none of that. We're not charging. We want to be, we each have had key people in our lives that have helped us get to that next level, whether it's a conversation or a coach or a mentor, like Renata was saying. And we want to be that for somebody. We want to be that for you. And we're putting together a 5-day boot camp where we go over the entrepreneurship basics. You know, we're not saying we're experts, but we are huge advocates. And we've accomplished a few cool things along our time, gotten featured on a few things that if you guys are watching the YouTube channel, you see all these logos down here. Part of growth is, you know, part of our growth as a business has been being blessed with the opportunity to be featured on these major publications. So we want to go in there and teach. We want to go in there and share. So each day is going to have a different theme for the day. And there's going to be a challenge. This is going to be very interactive. This is not going to be like some pre-recorded, watch this on day one and watch this on day two. We want to be in there with you guys, get in the nitty gritty, answer your Q&A. And if we don't have the answers, guess what? We're going to have some guest speakers in there who are going to blow your mind.
Yes. Yeah. I love this idea for the entrepreneurship bootcamp. It's going to be so great for you if you are just starting out, trying to figure out what is your business, how to get it up off the ground, or if you have a business and have had it for a couple of years, but you really want to niche down and really get specific about who it is that you're serving and how to make the most impact with the business that you have. It's going to be super beneficial. You definitely want to show up live every single day, because you're going to be able to ask questions. You're going to be able to get direct feedback on anything that you ask, as well as you'll get amazing tangible tips that you can literally take action on the very same day. So by the end of the 5 days, what I'm hoping for everyone to see is an immediate shift and up-leveling of their business after this 5-day bootcamp, and then a direct and clear path forward.
Awesome. Awesome. If you guys want more information, make sure you're in our hashtag Team FFit Facebook group. That's where we're doing a lot of our updates. That's where we spend a lot of our time talking with people, putting value out there in the Facebook group. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a separate Facebook group for these handful of people that are going to be part of this entrepreneurship bootcamp. And if you're interested, if you want to know more information, reach out to myself, reach out to Renata. You can hit me up on Instagram or, you know, get into the Facebook group and ask us that way. Either way, if you have any interest, if you've ever had an idea and maybe thought, how can I monetize this? How can I build an online presence or an online brand from zero? That's literally how Renata and I both did it. That is part of one of the days in the bootcamp, is building your brand, discovering who that person is that you're really trying to help. So again, I'm not trying to make this like overly promotional or anything, but we really want to help and we really want to serve and give to the highest level possible. So make sure you reach out to myself or Renata on Instagram, send us an email. We'll put our information in the show notes. So for everyone listening on iTunes, you can go into the show notes and get our email in there, and we'll definitely get you some more info and get you plugged in with this entrepreneurship group. Just FYI, we are not... spots will be limited, and this is not like a marketing thing. It's not like, oh my God, you were acting 5 minutes. Like, spots will be limited because we can only serve X amount of people at a high level. we're just going to be completely real. We can't have like 100 people show up and everyone's going to try to take a bits and pieces of our time. We want to make sure that we can serve at a high level and people who are really ready to take action.
Awesome. It's going to be so good. I can't wait.
Me too. Me too. And that is actually, the dates are November 16th through November 20th, right?
Yeah. And then also too, like, should we tell everyone that there's a little prize involved if you take part every single day?
Sure. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. Well, just like Angela mentioned, every single day there'll be a challenge, a little bit of homework designed to help you to continue to up level every single day. We can't do anything unless we're challenging ourselves. We need to get out of that comfort zone. And so this is what the daily challenges will do. But if you do these daily challenges, show us that you've done them. There's actually a really amazing prize for someone that continues to show up and do the work every single day. So I think that, okay, I'm just going to tell people what it is.
Just go.
Okay.
One of them at least, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So one of the prizes is going to be a one-on-one coaching call with myself and Angelo. It's going to be so great. We'll literally get into exactly what your business is, how you want to expand it, grow it, all the good stuff. It's going to be such a great opportunity to really get that deep dive into your business from a couple of different perspectives so that you can see like what the possibilities are.
I'm excited. So you guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Have a great Friday and make sure you reach out so we can get you into this entrepreneurship bootcamp. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.